Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of the world. Are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police who investigate crime and the lead squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.
Talking to me? Well, who the hell are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the fuck do you think you're talking?
This is part-time crisis actor and small-time YouTuber John Blight. Seen here involved in a completely fake and totally staged arrest that was conducted for propaganda reasons by the Victorian State Police on behalf of the Victorian government at the Shrine of Remembrance on Saturday the 5th of September, 2020. Notice here how the arrest suddenly stops so the camera can get a clear view of the police forcing a mask onto John's face. This moment is designed for maximum effect and maximum psychological impact for the viewing public. Of course, John knows exactly what is going on here. He also knows exactly where the camera is. However, John is not really an actor, and so he proceeds to put in a really piss-poor performance.
Yeah, Uganda, check out the death rate of the people in Uganda. They're all on that Holocaust. Oh, tell these
of course, John knows that he will soon be released, and this is all just a big show for the camera.
Check out Uganda. They had four deaths, not more than a couple of weeks ago.
There have been wild scenes at anti-lockdown.
This is the end result of John's part in this deception, widely distributed mainstream globalist propaganda which will be seen around the world and is designed to condition your mind and instill fear in you so you are more likely to obey and not question authorities over the COVID-19 restrictions.
One by one, protesters were knocked to the ground and arrested. Dozens were taken away, each copping hefty $1,600 fines.
Police are bad enough, but they've got the riot squad who just run over people.
He was next.
Keep going.
Thousands of anti-lockdown activists gathered first at the Shrine of Remembrance, where the unmasked were forced to cover up.
It is not safe. It is not smart. It is not lawful. In fact, it is absolutely selfish.
So chow down on a protein fudge, take whatever injections are recommended in your sector, and prepare to enjoy the show!
So by now, you may be asking yourself, who the hell is John Blight anyway, and why am I bothering to make a video about a part-time crisis actor and small-time YouTuber? Well, those are some good questions. What I will try to do for the remainder of this video is show you how, after some investigation, I came to the conclusion that this man and this man are indeed the same person, and that John Blight was either sent to my channel to troll me, or he was just sticking up for his good friend and boss Avi Yamini. Either way, I hope that after watching it, you can see why I have chosen to make this video. I first noticed John in the comment section of my videos, being unusually aggressive, rude, opinionated and stupid. At first I thought nothing of it, after all stupid people are everywhere, and people leave mean comments on videos all the time, so at first it was no big deal. But what sparked my curiosity about John, was the anger and hatred he was communicating to me through his comments. In fact, there was one comment in particular, which sparked my interest in John, and made me want to look into him a little further. It was a comment about how John claimed I am an anti-Semitic racist. The comment came about on a video I once mirrored about Avi Yamini being a Zionist, an extremist Jew, a shill, a grifter, an anti-Islamist, a scammer, a cultural and political agitator, serial pest, a menace to society and a complete bullshit artist. I stand by those claims and urge anyone watching this video to take a second look into the so-called reporter of truth at Rebel News, who in my opinion, Jew or not, Zionist or not, Avi is one of the world's greatest and most deceptive of all bullshit artists. A master of spin, Avi not only lies to his viewers on a consistent basis, he does so to steal money from them as well, in order to support his lifestyle and his shilling ways.
If you love this idea to fight the fines down under as much as I do, make sure to hit the like button below and share the video far and wide. You never know who on your friends or family list can benefit from this campaign or able to help us help others. Again, fightthefines.com.au. Because, as you know, we're in this together.
As Avi rakes in the cash and goes from one bogus scam to the next in order to line his own pockets and mislead his own followers, he also jet sets around the world, serving his Zionist masters and financiers, causing division and social unrest everywhere he goes.
It seems to me that your position is it anti-Islam?
Yeah, absolutely.
No matter what the left calls, I am the world's proudest Jewish Nazi. Tommy is my leader, because Tommy stands for what is right, even when it's unpopular.
I met Tommy in 2012 in Stockholm, and that day I knew that he understands the threat, and the threat is Islam, and there's no moderate version.
Well, I would argue that by describing yourself as the world's proudest Jewish Nazi, whilst you are draped in the Australian national flag, and you proclaim that Islam is the biggest threat that is facing humanity, then extreme attitudes and ideologies such as these are unpopular, for very good reason, and should not be followed. And if you are also pushing a globalist agenda at the same time, by advocating the false left-right political paradigm, in an attempt to divide and play people off against one another, in order to secretly help destroy their communities and nations, all while making some sweet cash on the side, then perhaps Islam is not the real threat here.
The dangerous thing here is that when most people watch that stuff, they don't pick up on the hypocrisy, they just take in the info. But the message they keep getting fed, and without even realizing it, it becomes their subconscious belief, is one side is morally superior and can do no wrong. And the other is bad, it's evil, and led by the devil himself. So it's up to us. It's up to us to educate them by putting both stories side by side in front of them now. So share away.
Clearly, Avi Yamini is well versed in the tactics of manipulation and mind control, and knows exactly what he's doing. And when you take into consideration the fact that he has been lying, manipulating, deceiving, scamming, and stealing money from his subscribers for many years, all in the name of truth, justice, patriotism, charity and goodwill, it is difficult to accept and even believe that anyone could be that low. However, contrary to what Avi Yamini regularly tells his viewers in his videos,
if you support the work we do here at TR News, if you want to ensure we can continue to bring you the stories the mainstream media refuse to tell or lie about, please consider supporting us financially at tr.news/support. Unlike the fake news at the project, we don't have major network sponsors to fund what we're doing. We rely solely on the generosity of our viewers. So please, guys, if you want us to keep working, tr.news/support now.
In truth, Avi Yamini and Rebel Media do not need your financial assistance in any way, and it is highly unlikely they will legitimately help anyone or make the kind of change that people who support them hope will occur by donating their hard-earned cash. Because in truth, the whole operation, as well as many other alternative media producers, is funded and organized by rich Zionist billionaires and businessmen such as Robert Mercer and Robert J. Shulman. And if you just stop to think about it for a second, no one in their right mind would ever take a job with a company if the only way to make money was in tips and donations. No, Avi is employed and paid by Rebel Media, and the whole organization is well funded. The idea that Rebel News survives and is only made possible by the kind and generous donations of their viewers is a complete joke.
It's quite frankly frightening. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, mate. Thanks for having me, mate.
Thanks for having me, mate.
In my opinion, everything this so-called journalist does is completely orchestrated, contrived, and deceitful. I am also of the opinion that Avi must be working together with certain corrupt elements within the Victorian police and the Victorian government in order to control the narrative, and in so doing, also control the opposition. Unfortunately, it seems Avi does this not only to line his own pockets by deceiving his followers, but he also does it in order to generate as much social unrest and distrust in police and government as possible, which of course is exactly what Avi's Zionist masters require of him for their globalist New World Order agenda to be successful. And although he has been arrested many times and has had some stiff competition recently, Avi still claims top spot in the Special Victims Unit Team Network, in my opinion, for if nothing else, watching him being arrested time and time again, and then proceeding to try and pretend like it's all for real and not all staged, is just pure entertainment.
About 10 minutes later, a divvy van rolls up to take away the only lawful person at the protest.
No, we're gonna take you away, okay?
We'll give but you... I did not breach the peace.
I don't want to go, so they're gonna have to physically take me. You can see here, it's against my will. You can see here, guys, it's against my will. You can see here, I'm getting forced.
Watch out, watch out, watch out!
I'm right now in the back of a police car. I've been arrested for what they allege is a breach of the peace. The breach was that I attended the so-called Invasion Day protest to report to do my job.
Wow.
I came with my accredited national, the federal accreditation from the government.
Wow.
Both cameramen had the same accreditation by the federal government.
Wow.
We had two security guards who were here to protect us because last year they claimed they arrested me for my own protection. I'm now being driven to an undisclosed location.
Wow.
And I don't know if I'm going to be charged. But I need your help.
Wow.
Please go to rebelnews.com/freeavi right now to help secure my freedom. We've got my gun lawyer Madeline on the case right now.
Wow.
She's fighting to secure my freedom so I can go back and do my job. Please.
Come on, stop, please. It's embarrassing.
In much the same way as Tommy Robinson is used in the UK, who is another Zionist by the way, Avi Yamini is heavily promoted by the Australian mainstream media.
Avi, welcome to Outsiders, glad to have you here.
What?
Talk to your background quickly.
So I grew up from an ultra-Orthodox Jewish family. I'm the middle child of 17 kids.
What?
I like to think I have the middle child syndrome times 17.
Wow.
Joined the army, the IDF at about 19.
Israel.
And here I am today.
Yep.
That's right.
Wow.
So you worked in you were in the Israel Defense Force and you're actually, tell us what you did there.
I was a sharpshooter, spent most of my active duty on the Gaza border.
Wow.
Well, we're going to come back to the Gaza. You've become quite prominent recently in political activism, if you like. You own a gym or own...
Of course, it is no accident that such promotional opportunities are granted to Avi. They are given to him, not on merit, but rather to give him a voice on a public stage that he would not otherwise have been given. So naturally, John's comments got me thinking. Was he involved with Avi Yamini in any way? Was he leaving comments simply to annoy me? Or was it an attempt to smear me with the anti-Semitic tag so regularly used when anyone questions the influence of Zionism and Israel upon world events? So I began my investigation into John by first going to his channel, to see if I could work out where he's coming from. John is very careful not to show his face on camera. But it wasn't long before I found a very interesting video that began to shine some light on who John might be, and why my videos, especially the one about Avi Yamini, had upset him so much. It was a short video John had taken on his phone at the completely staged anti-lockdown protest that took place at the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne. In the video, John just happens to be standing right next to Avi Yamini and another well-known journalist from Channel 9, Lana Murphy. Unfortunately, this video no longer exists, nor for that matter does the John Blight YouTube channel. Because as I attempted to copy this video, I realized that John's channel has mysteriously disappeared. Now this of course may just be a coincidence, I guess I will never know. Nonetheless, it was clear to me from that video that John indeed knew and possibly worked for Avi Yamini in some capacity. But I would have to look for some more conclusive proof before I could be sure that my suspicions were correct. I did, however, manage to copy one video in particular from John's channel before it was deleted, and that was a video of John standing outside a Victorian parliamentary building, yelling abuse at Daniel Andrews.
You hear me? You hear me, Daniel Andrews? You're a communist piece of shit, and we want to know how much of Australia you sold off to China.
Due to the nature of John's voice, and the kind of things he was saying in this video, I was immediately reminded of a similar video I had seen once of a man confronting Daniel Andrews about selling Australia off to the communist Chinese government.
Hey, it's not even your land, mate. You're the custodian of the land while you're in charge. Now, how much of Australia have you sold off to China? Custodian of the land while you're in charge. Now, how much of Australia have you sold off to China? How much of Australia have you sold off to China, Daniel Andrews?
Clearly the two voices are extremely similar, not only in tone, but also in speech pattern and subject matter. What is also clear from the TR News logo is that this confrontation between John Blight and Daniel Andrews also had something to do with TR News and Rebel Media. Having made this rather loose connection, I was beginning to think my suspicions about John Blight were correct, that he did know Avi Yamini personally and perhaps he did work for Rebel News in some capacity, and this confrontation may have just been another little acting job that John had done on the side. After all, in this video, Daniel Andrews does not even flinch when he is approached by John. It's almost as if Daniel Andrews was expecting John to be there, and he felt in no danger whatsoever, even as John appears to move straight towards him angrily yelling abuse. All seems a little suspicious, if you ask me. This would suggest that the whole thing was just a politically motivated stunt designed to heighten the fear in the Victorian public's mind to the thought of imminent Chinese invasion. However, be that as it may, I now had very strong visual and audio evidence that John Blight is indeed connected somehow to Avi Yamini and Rebel News, but I would still need more, so the next stop in my investigation was Avi Yamini's YouTube channel to see if I could identify John in any of Avi's videos, and I wasn't disappointed. The following is just a short collection of moments that I managed to find on Avi's channel, of where John Blight not only appears in many of Avi's bullshit videos, but he occasionally takes part in them as well, either as part of Avi's road crew or as a crisis actor.
Supported the lockdown at first, when we didn't quite know what was going on, but then at some point, it...
I feel like my mum talked for me.
You're a paid actor in the deep state, I call you...
Shit, I've been caught.
Yeah, you have
the
been.
The irony is today.
Why?
One thing we can agree on.
No.
Are you arguing?
I've been arrested for my own safety.
Am I being charged? Okay. Alright, come. Plant these two with us. Fact is, after what had happened in September, it was getting a little bit more challenging to get people willing to work for us at these protests. No one really wants to get arrested, I totally get that. This time I actually had to hire someone who usually attends as a protest. Someone police really wanted to remove. But because of our lawsuit that you helped us achieve, even he was protected.
He's with me. He's got a media pass, he's working on our company. Okay, but today he's here under media.
Did he
with no mask.
He's got an exemption. He's got an exemption, sir. I'm paid him today to be here with us. He's got our sound. But he's with me. Thank you. You're right. Just that. That was interesting. That was interesting. He agrees that I tried to do the right thing. And the other man's not trying to do the right thing, but he works with us. He's a sound technician today. And he is doing the right thing. Doesn't matter if in previous protests he's been arrested or not. That's irrelevant. Today, he's paid here to be with Rebel News to help us cover this story.
There are, of course, many more clips I could have shown of John Blight working and acting with Avi Yamini on completely bullshit and staged videos. However, because of time restraints, I have only chosen a select few that I think help to illustrate the point I am trying to make here. And that is, if this man, and this man,
you hear me, Daniel Andrews?
And this man.
Now, how much of Australia have you sold off to China?
And this man.
Uganda. Check out the death rate of the people in Uganda. They were all on that Holocaust. All these crime scenes.
And this man can all be considered the same person. Then what is also clear is that John Blight not only knows Avi Yamini personally, but he also regularly works for him and for Rebel News to produce the absolute shithouse misleading scamming propagandized videos they produce on an all too consistent basis. During my exchanges with John in the comment section, I gave him ample opportunity to admit that he knows and indeed works for Avi Yamini in some capacity. However, John was never forthcoming. All he seemed to do was to hurl abuse and attempt to label me and just generally be an asshole. So, in the end, I told him I would make a video on him in order to express my gratitude. John also seemed very keen for me to make a video about him as well. And this video is the end result. So if you are watching this, John, commiserations about your channel, lol, and I hope you have enjoyed watching it as much as I have enjoyed making it. Thanks for watching.
Play it possum maybe, I don't know, got out of the way.
Can't look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out! KO! Here's the cover, hook of the ladder, and the lunging killer picks up the victory.
You get fucked.
Alright, see, look at him, mate. Having a go at me for trying to have my say. Where's freedom of speech, mate? Eh? Alright? What's the matter, mate?
You can't do this, mate.
I know, but there's going to be a video release. It's going to go viral. You're going to be famous on YouTube.